Morning Show. Today is going to make you go, ah, weather's so nice. Mm-hmm. Got a little bit of fog and then sunshine, and all week long highs near 80 almost everywhere.
You know, it's really a reminder that we are so fortunate to live here, and I think we all know that, but sometimes they need to remember it. Like on Easter, I talked to my parents. I said, what are you guys doing? They're, you know, just outside Chicago, and they're like, we actually had the first nice day in several months. The windows are open. And it's
my dad said the same thing, because he's got his e-bike. He's like, he's in Colorado in the mountains. He's like, I've ridden my e-bike 2 days in a row. About dad, yay. Yeah. Oh, also, this just in, Shawn Mendes, you know, his G-Wagon was stolen. Yeah. He and Camilla were at their house. A robber breaks in, realizes, oh my gosh, they're home, took the keys to the G-Wagon, and it was recovered in Beverly Hills. This is Shawn Mendes, and it was in great shape.
Wow.
So it wasn't trashed or thrashed.
Huh.
Just parked on a street.
That's rare.
Yeah, so they got it back.
Good.
No arrest so far. The investigation ongoing.
That's a brazen move.
Really?
I mean, just to, well, not even to break in, but while they're there, and then take the G-Wagon. Good Lord.
All right, well, we're happy it turned out okay. All right, we want to know if you agree with this poll. If you use these emojis, you are officially old. And there's a whole list. The clappy hands.
Yeah.
Really? I think it's a great way to say, way to go.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. What about the black heart or the okay hand? I don't use the okay hand or the check mark.
I don't either.
Those are on the list. Or the loudly crying face.
I do that one.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Just when you're over it?
Oh, I do that one when I laugh, though.
Like, oh, it's when, like, you laugh, like you're...
Yeah, like it's...
What about the monkey eye cover? I don't think I've ever used the monkey eye cover. These are emojis that, if you use these, you're officially old. The grimacing face.
I do that one. That one's like the...
Yeah, the clenched teeth.
I don't know. Yeah.
I do the, oh.
Oh, with the mouth open. Yeah, yeah.
The little circle.
But I don't get it. Why are they saying we're old for using these?
I don't know. The kiss mark. I send that all the time.
I don't like this study.
I'm offended by this list.
No way.
There's no way it can be real.
You know what I think it is? I think it's like that young people maybe see their parents doing it, and they don't want to be perceived as that. But it doesn't mean we're old for doing it.
Yeah, these emojis mark you out as an old person.
No.
Well, thumbs up to that list. coming up, we have Inside Hollywood. So J-Lo's exes are speaking out about her. Mark Anthony and Ben Affleck, to be precise. She's had a few exes.
Yeah, and they recently spoke out about her?
Recently, very recently, like hours ago.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what they're saying about J-Lo.
Hmm.
I met Mark Anthony several times. You know, I did an interview with him for Extra. I was like freelancing for Extra. And I did an interview with Mark Anthony, and he said, okay, look, it's a really busy day. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to cancel the interview, but you and the camera crew are coming on my tour bus.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to go run around town and do other things, and then we'll chat in the tour bus.
Okay.
Specifically, the tour bus bedroom.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. You were in Mark Anthony's tour bus
bedroom. Yes.
How is a Mark Anthony tour bus bedroom? It's probably really
it's
nice.
It's fancy.
Right?
Well, the whole room is the bed.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the big screen TV. Like, I'm like, this is a tour bus?
Wow.
The whole, I don't even know in inches what that TV would be, like 70 inches. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so the bedroom was the bed and the TV. And it was, but it wasn't creepy or uncomfortable at all. It was, he's so, such a gentleman and so friendly.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. cool.
So we did the interview on the bed, in the bedroom, on the tour bus, in between other things. And I spent the whole day doing it.
Wow.
Anyway, he said stuff about J-Lo too, because, you know, they have the twins together.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hear all about it next.
Coast 103.5, Inside Hollywood.
Let's go inside Hollywood. A-Rod is noticeably absent from a huge profile on Jennifer Lopez in InStyle magazine. The new cover story on J-Lo, you'll see it when you're at the market or wherever you go. There it will be. J-Lo on the cover of InStyle looking back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, praise from Mark Anthony and Ben Affleck. Mark Anthony, super charmer, once married to J-Lo. They have the twins. They're really good friends. They co-parent together beautifully. And then Ben Affleck, remember, they were engaged. I remember seeing Ben Affleck somewhere in a convertible Rolls Royce sitting by the curbside in Hollywood. And I thought, that's when he was with J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not what I would think Ben Affleck would be driving. It's almost like her influence overpowered
right,
him.
Yep, yep.
Like, you're drive my car.
Yes.
And wait for me at the curb. Hold my purse. And I think he did all of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they all said very nice things about her. Mark Anthony said, quote, "She's the first one in the room and the last to leave, the hardest worker I've ever met." Ben Affleck praised her talent, her work ethic, and her fountain of youth. He said, "Why do you look the same as you did in 2003? And it kind of looks like I'm in my 40s at best."
Hmm. Did anyone say anything about her character? Because those things are...
it's all about kind of like hard work.
Huh.
Not yet. But what about her fiancé, her current fiancé, A-Rod? Not one quote. Jennifer is also not wearing her engagement ring in any of the photos. Ryan.
I hear you.
I know that we have this little battle about this. I think that they are done.
I do not. And I think the story like this is only fuel to sell magazines and to further the speculation. Because who knows? They probably didn't even reach out to A-Rod. And now all of a sudden it's a story. Oh, he's not in it. Why isn't he in it?
Because he said no comment. Because they're over. The story was also done a little while ago. So it seems to indicate that J-Lo and Alex have been having problems for months, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me.
I do not.
What about Jeopardy? Aaron Rodgers, his first night hosting. Last night, he wants the job. He wants to be the permanent host. He loved Alex Trebek. He won the Celebrity Jeopardy years ago. Anyway, here are his opening comments on the show.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Welcome to Jeopardy. As a lifelong fan of Jeopardy, it is an incredible honor to guest host. Now, I've had the opportunity to do a lot of amazing things, but winning Celebrity Jeopardy and getting to share the stage with the legend Alex Trebek is something I will never forget. Alex was such a gentleman, so smart, so precise. I was in awe, and I will work hard to honor his legacy.
Oh, good.
Very nice.
Yeah, and he's going to be donating some of the winnings and be matching them along with the show to go to charity.
Very cool.
So Aaron Rodgers, you'll see him for 2 weeks on Jeopardy. And this is Coast 103.5.
Right from the start.
For over 20 years, so I'm thinking back, like, I guess that one guy that I was dating, my mom said, ew.
Yeah.
he would probably say, well, I got ghosted. Because I was out of there so fast. But what would your ex say about you?
Who's the one? Are you asking me? Well, I can't.
Well, I could ask you.
I could not answer.
Okay.
Yeah. I think at least one that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Before I even moved out here, we had dinner actually at my parents' house with my parents.
Oh, okay.
Like the week before. So that was friendly.
Nice. That's
but,
good.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah. That any other exes would want to comment?
Yes.
Or that you would want to comment on any other exes.
Right. Yeah. I think there's health, I don't know if that's a word, but like in moving completely on to where you don't feel a need to comment.
That's very true.
You know?
That is a healthy outlook.
Yeah.
So what is your relationship with your ex? 800-929-KOST. J-Lo has two exes coming right to her side saying really nice things.
Very nice things. But can I just comment?
Yes.
It's about her work ethic.
Right.
And about her, how she looks young.
Mm-hmm.
No one said she's a great human.
Oh, okay. But isn't in making like nice comments kind of alluding to that?
Yeah, you would think, yes.
It would be nice if someone said, oh, she would give you the shirt off her back.
Yes.
And she's a great mother and a great friend. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's who's your ex we tried calling that one day?
Jimmy Callahan. And I think he hung up on you or Darlene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if Ellen wants to reach me, she can call me privately.
Just want to put him on the air.
Click.
And I don't know if he qualifies as an ex. Well, I guess he would, but it was way back, and he was my first kiss.
Yeah.
So. my and one of my exes, the college ex, would say, "I've never met someone who had never smoked pot."
They say about you?
Uh-huh. I've never smoked pot.
Oh, wow.
I was like, ew, that stinks. What would your ex say about you? And how is your relationship with your ex? If you want to talk about it, we're here for you. 800-929-KOST.
The Ellen K. Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Let's get to Augustine. We're talking about exes, J-Lo's exes. It came out and said nice things about her work ethic and her fountain of youth. And Augustine, you want to, I don't know, share about yours?
Yes. We were married for 23 years, and there was a lot of lies and a lot of secrets. I just think that, you know, it's really hard because you think you know somebody for years, and they keep this secret from you. And it just tore us apart. The 20th year of our marriage, that was it. I couldn't take it. I couldn't even look at her anymore.
Yeah. So you're definitely a no.
Yeah, it's a definite no. You know, you never know who you know. That's the scary thing. But you know what? I'm still ready to put my heart.
Oh, that's the most important, Augustine. You'll get through this, and you'll put your heart back out there, and you'll find the right person. That right person's going to find you. And I know that there's some trauma that you're going through after 22 years, but you're gonna be okay.
I will be. Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Aw, thank you, Augustine. Hang in there. You know, talking about exes.
Aww. Wow.
Well, you know, I think part of it also is coming on the air and putting it out there, and then it's like, whew, it's gone.
Yeah, that's so true.
So 800-929-KOST, text us 51035. The Ellen K Morning Show. It's Coast 103.5. This beautiful sunrise here in Burbank, highs up to 80 today. And let's get right to Tammy Rye.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Better now.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, I just want to say I was in the same situation as Augustine.
Oh, 23 years That's and you found out it was all based on lies?
Married for 22, been with him for 20, married 20 years, mm-hmm. and he had an affair. Mm-hmm. And I forgave that, mm-hmm. and I had filed for divorce, and he wouldn't let it go through. Meanwhile, he carried on the affair, apparently until the other person got divorced. And I came home 2 weeks before Christmas, unknowing to anything, and he moved everything out of the house.
Oh,
wow.
And so I'm divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How did you get over that trauma, and how long ago was that?
Oh, my God. I just got divorced February 24th, and this happened in December of 19.
Wow, so fairly recently.
So, it's taken me over a year to stop crying about it, but it was his issue. So, but at the age of 60, you have to change your life now.
Oh, well, look, you sound like you're getting through it.
Yes, I'm stronger, but I just had to call because I've never called a radio station, but I heard Augustine, and I'm like, that's exactly what happened to me.
So, Augustine, you are not alone, and Tammy, you are not
no.
either.
Wow.
And
no.
that there's comfort
and
in that.
You'll be stronger, yes.
Yeah.
So, you're lucky you've been married 20 years. Congratulations.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, my Roy. All right,
anyway,
Tammy.
That's it. Thank you.
Yes, 710. It's Coast 103.5. Thanks for having us on. You can take us everywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. We're the Ellen K Morning Show. Nick Pagliocchini coming up. He's our traffic guy, in case you're just finding us. Darlene Rodrigo, Social Queen Darlene. Rachel D'Amelio. I'm Ellen. There's Ryan.
Good morning. Kind of some patchy fog out here in the bank, Burbank, but it'll burn off. Nice day ahead.
So beautiful. Get ready for highs of 80 all week long. You know, there's this doctor who said we will be without masks everywhere by Memorial Day.
Wow, wait.
Doesn't that seem
May.
Soon?
Isn't it May?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's
Memorial
not,
Day,
that's
end
not
of
happening.
May. I wouldn't think so. She believes that enough of us will be vaccinated that we won't need to be wearing masks. Huh. So, I don't know. Isn't Fauci saying, you know, end of the year we'll be able to like safely be inside together at movie theaters and stuff?
Yeah, around Christmas time, maskless at the movies.
If I'm a movie maker, I'm thinking of a big one to release right at Christmas.
Yeah. And to feel good too, you know, like something really that's going to make the world sing. Right?
Yes. And let's make it star Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to be the co-star?
Well, everyone loves Jen Garner. I think she's so happy.
Okay.
So maybe something there.
Okay. What should we make the movie about? This is our Christmas release. And also, we're your official holiday station. We're just designing it right now because it's going to be huge. If we're all back in the theater without masks and we're together.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Gosling.
Okay, wait.
Jennifer Garner.
And something with dogs. Like, feel good. Like, there's a dog involved.
Okay,
like
that's
good. They save
good.
A dog's life.
All right. Kind of like Marley and Me, but happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be great. Oh, I know.
Okay.
Based on a true incident in my own life, a friend of mine rescued a dog. He met another girl who worked at the rescue. They had the same kind of dog.
Yeah.
One night, his dog was having an issue with breathing, so he called her. She came over at midnight. The rest is history. They had a baby together.
Oh, my God. That's the movie.
And they're married.
That's the movie.
There it is. Jen Garner and
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan
this
Gosling.
Is great.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job.
Thank you, Ryan. That's our movie. We're going to release it at Christmas. Okay. How is your relationship with your ex? Our first call all morning, and we've been getting tons of them about exes. First call, someone wants to say something nice. Jill, you're the first. You say that with your ex, you have a good relationship?
I would say yes. I'm divorced for 4 years now, and I'm happy with my ex-husband because he reconciled with his children and his ex-wife. So, yeah, and it's a good thing to move on, you know, to let go of the past and just be happy for those people.
Were you his second ex?
I was.
Okay. Now, is he married again?
No.
Okay. All right, but you're happy for him. Good. Look, happiness.
I am.
Happiness makes the world go around. It really does.
Yes, it's a good medicine for everybody. We should have that. Forgiveness, too, is a good thing.
Yeah, you stay happy in your heart, Jill. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
You, too. It sounds like you are. Thank you for that, Jill. And coming up, we have a $100 gift card for Stater Brothers Markets. That's your L&K Q&A. And next is Inside Hollywood. You know, there are so many celebrities with hidden talents. Did you know, Ryan, that Margot Robbie is also a tattoo artist?
I had no idea.
I didn't either. That's just one of them. I've got a whole list of hidden talents. Oh, there's a celebrity that we know pretty well who's the master of the Rubik's Cube.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's so hard. Have you ever been good at that?
No, no.
Neither.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, what about this one? Unicycle champion. A pigeon racer, too. Anyway, hidden talents. Celebrities with hidden talents. We're going to tell you all about them. Also, Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers, they are together. They gave us rare insight into their life together. Maybe you saw him on Jeopardy. He hosted his first night of 2 weeks last night. He did a great job. Finally, he and Shailene together at the same place at the same time making a video. And we're going to share their audio with you next.